than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. That's why it's the off season and we're still talking to you guys. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, TuneIn Radio, and YouTube. How's it going, guys?
And in order. And in order, always.
There we go. Of course, it's me and Josh, and we're here in the mobile studio.
Always in the mobile studio. I love it, man. And it's springtime.
That's right. It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
We got the windows open.
Yeah, you got my shades on. Sun shining.
There you go.
St. Patrick's Day. Happy Green Day, everybody.
Hey, you know what? St. Patrick's Day, that is a good thing that we brought that up, because we're going to be talking about a lot of green today. Because there's been a lot of money being thrown around. There's been a lot of money, not to sign new guys.
But saved.
Saved. Right.
Somebody's saving some money, and somebody's spending some money, and somebody's making some money out there.
That's right. Let's talk about our first re-sign. Welcome back. Justin Forsett coming back to the Ravens. He signed a deal for 3 years. He said he's finally out of the friend zone. You know, he's finally in a relationship. I like this signing. I think it was a good price. I liked what he brought to the table last year. Him and Flacco worked well together. I think it's a good idea to have him back.
I think so too, man. I was really hoping that this deal would get done, and did it get done in a great price. We got him at $3 million a year, 3 years, $9 million. I think that's a total steal, especially in his production.
Yeah.
His production, 1,200 yards. We know what he can do, and I'm very excited to see Forsett. He was a great asset for us in the offense. Can't wait to see what happens with Mark Trestman in his offense this year.
Right.
Sky's the limit right now, but Forsett, great, great addition. He's still young. He's out there. He's catching balls in the backfield. I think he'll be very versatile as our starting running back for a few seasons here.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about some guys that left. Haloti Ngata, gone. Owen Daniels, gone. Torrey Smith, gone. Pernell McPhee, gone. A lot of talent off the table. The Owen Daniels, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him being let go. Obviously, he was a Gary Kubiak guy. He works well in his system. He followed Gary Kubiak to Denver. Okay, he had a good year last year, but I don't think he's irreplaceable. So I think it's okay to let him go. I think we have some talent that can take up his spot. Haloti Ngata, we are definitely a better team with Haloti Ngata on the team. But when you have guys like Timmy Jernigan coming up, who showcased talent last year at a cheaper price, I can see why they let Haloti Ngata go, especially if he didn't want to restructure. You need that money. You need to let him go. At least, you know, if you think about it this way, Haloti Ngata being released or traded at least got some draft picks our way. If they would have just said, all right, you can let go, they would have gotten no money back. So in a business sense, it makes sense. I would have loved to have seen Haloti stay here, but the team isn't better off without him, but the team's going to do okay without him.
I think so. I mean, you remember the tail end of the year, he was suspended 4 games. We did fine. You know, we had some rocky points, but we did fine. We still made the playoffs with him. He was he played on the Steelers game, which we won, and then he played in the divisional round when we lost. So even with Haloti not in the playoffs, we're 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So with that being said, again, we could miss his presence. He's a Pro Bowl presence. It's Haloti Ngata. What much needs to be said about that, guys? But guys got not a panic. I mean, we got Timmy Jernigan up there. I know we were looking at a Vince Fork, and obviously he's not signed here. But we'll get him back. I mean, yeah, we're going to miss Ngata. But again, he went to the NFC. He's not going to go to an AFC opponent. We're not going to get to see him. I wish him the best. He's always going to be Raven for life, and we know what he brought to the table. And but again, $16 million cap hit, you guys got to remember. It's a ball about restructuring and saving money, and I think it was just – I knew it was coming. That's why I'm really not surprised. Everybody's like, oh, Haloti Ngata this. I'm not shocked at anything they did. I expected Jacoby to go. I expected Torrey to go. I expected Forsett to stay here, which happened.
Yeah.
I expected Ngata to go. And what just happened today is Webb restructured, which I did expect. I did not expect Suggs to restructure, so that was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think Suggs stepped in there and said, hey, I'm going to help him where I can to build another championship run. So, yeah, with Suggs restructuring, I think it bodes well for the team. And then with Webb, now comes Flacco's restructuring, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, that'll be next year. And I'm glad you brought up, it reminded me of this, I'm glad you brought up Terrell Suggs. I sent you this last Wednesday when all the free agency stuff was going down, mm-hmm. and Haloti, there was a lot of rumors around going that he wouldn't restructure, that he wanted that money owed to him, and that he wouldn't work with the team. Terrell Suggs went to Instagram that same day and put this out there on his Instagram account. Not all people are supposed to be loyal to you. Some are meant to come along as a reminder to watch the company you keep. I have no idea if that's directed towards Haloti Ngata, but I've heard rumblings that Haloti Ngata and has made fun of Suggs for restructuring, saying they owed you that money. I can't believe you would do that. So whether or not there's some hard feelings there, who's to say? But I find it kind of interesting that Suggs would say that the same day that Haloti's let go and given to the Lions.
It's something that Suggs always said, and it's why he's my favorite player now. He said, I'll compromise if I have to stay with the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sacrifice. The dude's going to make money in his long end of career. His name, Suggs. He's already got in the entertainment business. He's got the production company.
Yeah.
He's got his own production, making those movies part-time. Suggs, he's going to make his money. It's not about money, these guys. And this shows the compassion about the players.
Right.
That it shows you who the greedy one's with. Not pointing fingers saying, Haloti is the greedy one, guys. And I'm not saying Suggs is not. That could be interpreted as a message towards Haloti. That could be a message through all, Haloti mm-hmm. included. And by the way, speaking of that, I think it was a heartfelt gesture what Haloti did. The page in the Baltimore Sun about sure. thank fans, and Nick Markakis did the same thing with the Orioles. Hate right. to see him go, long life Oriole, and it happened just the Orioles. We had to see Markakis go. It's happened to us on both sides of the teams, baseball and football included. Suggs compromising like that to me, that's why he's my favorite current player now and why I rock 55 on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Yes, I rock my 52 occasionally, but when he comes out tunnel, it's the general reborn.
Right.
And even though Ray Lewis dubbed Flacco as the next general, Suggs is a true born leader and, of course, a Raven for life. He signed the contract. He is the next true Raven for life, and Haloti's not. So Suggs has all the power to say that. And I love the restructuring because Brady does it. Manning does it. So does Haloti think that those guys are any lesser?
Right.
No. I mean, how many times has Manning restructured? Manning took a $4 million pay cut. Brady gave up his, not sacrificing money. Brady gave up his own MVP truck to the guy, Butler, who got the interception in the Super Bowl. So you're saying, like, is Haloti going to go call Tom Brady and go, why'd you give away your truck, man? Yeah. You were owed that. You earned that. No. It's called showing where it needs to be. And being a true team player. And that's why I love Suggs. I wish I can give this dude a high five and a hug. He deserves it from every fan out there. Suggs, if you're out there watching, dude, you're awesome, bro, and I really appreciate it. We all do at Ravens Nation. It means a lot, and it shows what a two-team player should be about. Just coming across the Twitter wire, at the Ravens Twitter, Kendrick Lewis will wear number 23 for the purple and black. That's curiosity of the Ravens Twitter. So,
all right,
so we'll roll right into it.
Yeah, roll right into it.
Lewis Raven, Kendrick Lewis.
Let's talk about this guy. I don't know a lot about him, but he's a safety. He's gonna bring a lot to the table. He's a veteran, so he brings that kind of veteran presence. Can you give me and everybody else out there kind of like some information about this guy? What do you think of him? Do you think he's a good addition?
I think he's a great addition, especially when we needed that safety help. He's going to compete with Will Hill on the safety front. I think it's going to help Will. I'm just reading some things about him. This is defensive backs coach Chris Hewitt. He's the guy we're looking for in free agency. I think he's a guy that's going to come here and solidify our defense, especially on the back end, as we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a veteran presence, as you just said, in the backfield. He's a guy that that's been starting in this league ever since he's been here. He brings that veteran presence. Some tidbits there. Lewis is quoted by saying, quote, I am a competitor, a full-time competitor, end quote. I think that's what it means to play like a Raven, is being a hard competitor, hard nose and hitter, and bearing the name Lewis, what says it all? I mean, when you bear the name Lewis, you got a reputation to uphold.
Right.
But again, he's not going to take over 52. He's going to take over Jordan's number 23, Michael Jordan, number 23, respectively. But, first of all, he's saying, quoted, I bring my leadership, I bring my knowledge, I bring my talent and playmaking abilities to help this team out. I see my knowledge, my preparation week in and week out. Day in and day out on opponents I'm going to face as a strength. I like to have the edge on those guys. I like to be a step ahead, so I take it to my film study and take my notes very serious. That's what Ed Reed and Ray Lewis were about. Mm-hmm. They were about film study. How many times has they always talked about studying film, and these guys are intelligent? This guy, I think, is going to be an addition, and I think we're going to be surprised, and I don't know the deals of the structure right now, the intricacies of that. I don't know how much money's due or what a cap hit is this year, but I know we got him at a good price because, obviously, Ozzy and they know what to do in the books. I'm very excited. And we needed that secondary help. So I think with our draft picks, I know everybody's whining about the receiver. And I know, along with you, receivers are a weak point right now. Mm-hmm. Who's Joe Flacco going to throw the ball to? A cattle pouring up north, or the Philadelphia Eagles are in the same boat. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy ride. And we're going to get to covering the free agent moves just very shortly after we get some we take care of our birds here for the Ravens news, because I know a lot of it's happened, and this has been the most turbulent Ravens turbulent offseason in general for letting players go, but also for the league. There's been some new faces and some new jerseys floating around here. And with the Ravens, I think it's just all going to dust, going to settle, and we're going to be fine coming out of it. But calm down, guys. Calm down. I know everybody's panicking, but the Ravens haven't let us down. They're one of the most premier franchises. They draft well. We're in a playoff 6 out of the last 7 years. We know what we're doing.
So let me ask you this. You know, receiver is kind of the weak point right now. Are there any free agent receivers out there that kind of you have your eye on, you think the Ravens could go for? Or do you think that, you know, they're going to draft somebody? You know, that's the two options right now for receiver, is either get somebody who's already out there or look at the draft and, you know, they're the ones you go after in the first or second round.
I would love to say the draft, and I understand why. The Ravens have never drafted a top-tier receiver. Mark Clayton was supposed to be, never panned out. Torrey was around two. Torrey's probably one of the better receivers we've drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Taylor, bust. Randy Hines, bust. You know, Clarence Moore, bust. I can just reel them off. With that being said, I love to find a Dez Bryant, an Odell Beckham, a Calvin John. Some of these guys who just come in their rookie year and they make an impact. How cool would it be to have an Odell Beckham-like player on our team who's just catching one-handed passes, or a Dez Bryant who's just a monster X-factor and just go up and get it?
Yeah.
We never had that. Speaking of the draft, I don't know if we're going to get that far in the draft because we're so far down. It's going to probably require some trades. We have 11 picks to do so.
We got so many picks. We could definitely move up. I mean,
we can. We got two
from the Haloti Ngata trade. We got some because, you know, guys have retired, because guys have been let go.
Right.
So I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen in the draft, and we'll talk about that as the draft gets closer. But
of course,
the Ravens have plenty of options right now.
They got a variety of options, and what it comes down to, and I think with the free agency. One, and I know I put it out there on Facebook, and I got a lot of great responses, and I have to shout out to my buddy Todd, who coined the phrase, is Maryland Crab. I reached out to King Crab 15 himself as Michael Crabtree. I think he's the best on the market right now, best free agent there. Again, he's probably one of the better ones out there, given to his speed and his talent. The only thing is his ability to catch passes. I know he's been scrutinized for some drop balls there out in San Francisco. I think Michael Crabtree provides a new infusion of talent in this offense. I think he would build well. I even tweeted him a few days ago and said, how would it feel to catch touchdown passes from Flacco? Think East Coast. ... So, yeah, I haven't heard anything from him.
Right.
But I've put that out there as, hey, why don't you consider East Coast? I know the Chargers and the Redskins were considered. Another name out there was Dwayne Bowe. I read an interesting post by a Facebooker out there who posted on the Ravens comments and said he's a Ravens fan that lives in Kansas City. And he said that Bowe literally drops 3 to 5 balls a game and he's afraid to go across the middle. Yes, he's young. We are comparing some recent years. Bowe had 15 touchdowns 1 year. Matt Castle was his quarterback. That was in 2010. Michael Crabtree had a great year. I think he had close to 10 touchdowns 1 year, about 1,100, 1,200 yards receiving. So he's been there. But Crabtree only caught 4 touchdowns last year. So with that being said, I think it would build well. And not only for – and I'm not looking into the matchup of the games. I know it'll be fun when we go to San Fran, but how crazy would it be that we go to San Francisco this year, if they get Torrey and Bolden, who helped us for the Super Bowl run, Torrey was our draft pick, and then we got Michael Crabtree, that game would be a marquee matchup. That would be a marquee game. And especially if we ended up getting Michael Crabtree, just think about it. Because the Seahawks come to Baltimore, And Richard Sherman, remember the infamous mediocre? Yeah. So that would be, it would just be a great, just be great vibes, great storylines. Because the whole thing when Steve Smith and the Panthers came here, it was great. It was like, all right, I'll show you. So I think it would just, oh, well, I don't know much about Michael Crabtree. Obviously, I didn't follow the San Francisco 49ers. I followed Baltimore Ravens. I don't know many fans of San Francisco who can say much about him. But I think right now, you know Ozzie's mantra. Right player, right place, or best available in the draft. I think in best available in free agency, he's got to be Michael Crabtree. Number two would be Dwayne Bowe. There's some out there. Denarius Moore, Cecil Shorts. I don't think these guys, Reggie Wayne's too old, Greg Jennings old. If they sign any of those old guys, I'm going to be very concerned because I'm like, really? I can go out there and play receiver better than those guys can. And I don't even play in the NFL, but I'm young and fresh. And I can catch passes. These guys, they're past the prime. You're telling me you're going to sign a Greg Jennings and Steve Smith, who's like 36 years old, and Green James, probably same age. We need young infusion. And being Crabtree, they're on the good side of 30. They're my age. They're 28 and 29 with Bowe and Crabtree. I think they're just peaking at their prime. But, again, Crabtree had Colin Kaepernick, who's a different quarterback than Joe Flacco is. And Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl-winning MVP. He's a pure pocket passer. He's got a rocket front arm, very accurate. So I think Joe Flacco throwing passes to Crabtree could revitalize his career like we just did with Forsett. And Steve Smith was our leading receiver. Everybody's like, well, Torrey left. Torrey was on our team last year. Steve Smith was our leading receiver. So you have to think about those things.
Yeah.
We didn't need Torrey Smith. We need a better infusion of talent, and I think a Michael Crabtree can provide. My solicitation is Michael Crabtree. I would love to see Maryland Crab. The Maryland Crab shirt's out. I can already see the designs coming. And I would love to go to autograph signing because I loved him out of college. Mm-hmm. I've always loved his big playmaking ability he did in college. He can do it in the NFL. It just hasn't happened for him. Again, Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback, but I think with Joe Flacco throwing passes to him, Ken Crab, you're out there, buddy. Come to Baltimore, bro. Just consider it. I think it'd be good for you.
Okay, interesting. So let's go back to Webb real quick. We talked about he did restructure. He was supposed to make $12 million this year, so obviously it's going to be a little bit lower. He said that the big wake-up call was Haloti Ngata being let go and traded to the Lions, pretty much like if it happens to him, it could happen to anybody. So obviously Webb wants to stay here. He wants to continue to be a Raven. And I also think he had a little bit of help due to the fact that the secondary was hurt so much last year. You know, he had a kind of a little bit of leverage more than Haloti did, because Haloti did have miss the last four games. He did have young guys, you know, that were cheaper, that were doing a good job in his place. And we saw what happened with the secondary with.
Maybe he kind of hurt himself with that.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of screwed himself in the fact that he had those four game suspension because he made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I don't know if it was a bad decision, whatever happened. He was suspended four games, but maybe that was that open door to said, you know, we don't need him. I think this time the cap hit took it into consideration, because $16 million cap hit, we wouldn't be able to sign for it. We wouldn't need to do anything. Everybody blames Flacco's contract. Contracts are made in the NFL for backloading. They don't front load deals. They do that in form of incentives as a signing bonus or guaranteed money up front, like Sue's money. Sue is $60 million guaranteed. That's insane. Yeah. He's set. The guy's set for life. Like, literally.
Not just
think.
Him. His kids and grandkids are set for life.
I said that. I said his kids. Like, six generations. $60 million guaranteed. I think that was the deal.
Insane.
Like, it's 144 total. Don't even get me started. Just think about that. You think what $1 million can do, try that times 60. And he's still making money. But that being said, everybody whines about Flacco's deal. Well, Flacco's hurting the team. Well, A-Rod took a similar deal. What about the Packers? They re-signed Randall Cobb. They got Jordy Nelson. What about the Packers? They were in an NFC title game, and they could have won and went to the Super Bowl. And that was a crazy game against Seahawks, and the Seahawks came back. So you have to think about those things. It's not just Flacco. You know, other quarterbacks got similar deals out there. Drew Brees got one before. Yeah, they're probably hurting because they traded, but they traded Jimmy Graham. They wasn't a free agency. They traded him away. So you have to really calm down and look. And sure. I just hate the new nonsense fans who are out there. Oh, I mean, I know everybody gets crazy and all that, but you just got to slow down and look. Hey, we're fine. And we can survive this long. I mean, we're going to be all right.
So with Lardarius Webb restructuring, he's going to be here a little bit longer. He's had a very long history of bad health, being injured a lot. I'm glad that he's restructuring, because he is a veteran presence. He can add a lot to the secondary, but you got to worry about those injuries coming up. I mean, he's blown out both knees. He had back problems last year. He missed like the first four games last year due to these back problems. Is he going to be a asset that the Ravens can count on?
Of course he's going to be an asset. Fact is, can he stay healthy?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm worried about too.
Is he going to blow out a knee again? Is he going to hurt him?
He's got two bad knees.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Derrick Rose in the NBA. It's all-star player, just cannot stay healthy, and it just sucks. It's unfortunate. Speaking of Webb, it's got news breaking on Twitter too, courtesy of Sports Guy. It's at Rush Street Report. Webb's going to be making $6 million this year off the cap
hit. $6
million. So that's not too bad. You know, it could have been a lot worse, and he's going to be making 18 over the next 3 years. So thanks, Brian, out there. I know I was reading your tweet. I just get these all. I'm thankful for all these updates with us, from the Ravens insiders and all that. I was per Ravens insider as well. So I think, in retrospect, I think Webb, if he can stay healthy, he'll be great. Jimmy Smith will be back. Mm-hmm. We got Kendrick Lewis, Will Hill.
Will Hill, who took a really nice price because he was a restricted free agent, and we got him at a very, very tiny price, like I think a little over $1 million.
And what's scary about these low price players, when they play like that with not super talent, when it's calmed down a bit, they're apt to leave for bigger deals, as we've seen with an LRB, a Pernell McPhee. We see these guys who have ultra talent and they got to go elsewhere. Sucks, but that happens. So we have to really appreciate their talent while we're here, because these players come and go. You have to appreciate the mainstays on the Ravens, the Suggses, the Lewises, the Ogdens, the real high-profile players, and we understand that Haloti had to move on, Ed Reed had to move on. It's part of the business that we hate to deal with, but it's the hand we're dealt with.
Yeah, and also Justin Tucker, he was a restricted free agent. They gave him a new contract as well. So Will Hill and Tucker at least will be here for another year, which is great news. I like both those players. Very happy they're going to be at least throughout the next season. We'll see what the next season brings, but I'm impressed so far with both players, so hopefully they'll be around a little bit longer. So you said you wanted to go over a little bit more NFL stuff. I think we kind of got the Ravens covered. Let's talk about the NFL a little bit here. Something I want to bring up, Eagles working with Tim Tebow. Who saw that coming? I was a little shocked by that. Is he going to play
That's
quarterback?
That's what you get when you resign Sanchez for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You're really praying for a miracle. I don't know what's up with that. You got butt fumble and the guy who beat the Steelers in the playoffs against, you know, so come on, man. You know,
Tim Tebow, he's got – I don't want to take anything away from him. He's got talent, but he doesn't have, like, the crazy amount of talent that the media wants you to think he does.
I think he can. It's just he doesn't get the opportunity to.
Right.
Because I've seen
going to the
arm.
Jets was a terrible choice on his part.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
and backing up Tom Brady. Man,
yeah. Misused. So he missed the whole last season. But to see his name again, I thought we weren't going to hear about him ever again. But here he is working with the Eagles.
The Eagles are surprised. They've done, and I did some of the media listening on Philly sports. They went. It's like us if we traded away Flacco. It would be like all hell broke loose. You trade in court. Even I was shocked to say they did what? When I heard that, I couldn't. But I was like on the phones, like, you kidding me? And I have several Eagles fan friends, and they were furious.
Yeah.
But then they go out and get Method to Madness, the best running back in football right now, who was last year. And it was really funny. They went from 2 years removed, if McCoy was the leading rusher, now DeMarco Murray was. Mega deal for Murray. That was great on the Eagles. But the surprise there was Foles going to Rams and straight up for Bradford. So they got two starting quarterbacks in Sanchez and Bradford, and then now they're working out Tebow. They have the Ravens issue right now. They got a solid running back, Forsett's no DeMarco Murray. I'm not comparing that at all. I'm just saying their backfields are set, but they got new receivers. Our leading receiver right now on the team is T. Smith. There's a Jordan Matthews.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be catching the ball there in both Philly and in Baltimore? Who knows? The Jets reloaded. They got Cromartie and Revis on defense. Both sides of the ball covered. They got Brandon Marshall, and they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. They've retooled. The Bills retooled. Rex Ryan's up there doing business.
Tyrod Taylor
went up there.
Right, yeah.
So they retooled, and they got E.J. Manuel. Just, they got a couple of the prototypes up there. They got McCoy, so they might be running some wild offense that we might not be able to see. Chandler, tight end, went to the Patriots, so now the Patriots have two solid tight ends. We know what Gronk Smash can do. How about the surprise? One of the other surprises was the Seahawks trading for Jimmy Graham. I think Jimmy Graham, Russell Wilson, and Beast Mode on the same team.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? And we play them this year in Baltimore, so that's going to be a hot ticket.
Ooh.
That's going to be a hot ticket.
Yeah.
They got that secondary with Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman. Now they got Graham. It's like, I made a joke when this happened. It's just like, now they're going to really throw the ball on fourth or third and goal, whatever down it was, or are they going to run the ball on fourth? So, but it's pick your poison, because it's almost like by land, by sea or by air, you're gonna get something thrown at you with the Seahawks. Seahawks are gonna be dangerous to NFC. Against the Packers with them, I think the Seahawks could be a third appearance in Super Bowl street, and they could be three-peats. I think they were just mad. They're still salty about that game. They're like, let's reload. The Saints are imploding. I think that just needs to be said there. The Cowboys signing Darren McFadden. I laughed when I saw that. I feel bad for the Cowgirls down there because they got a running back who, again, like with Webb can't stay healthy, the dude can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And if he can, solid running back. He just can't stay healthy. And it's just, you know, Cowboys fans burning DeMarco Murray, really. You know, when Nada left, you don't see Ravens fan burning jerseys. If they do, they should be a disgrace and they should go find another team because we don't want them here. We don't burn jerseys when players leave. It's an NFL business. They didn't do anything to your city. They didn't shun you.
Yeah. Although I will have to say, I do have a record of continually buying jerseys and then the person leaving the next season.
You do that all. That's why I stick to my mainstays. I got Ray and Suggs. That's all I need.
We see, I bought a Ray Lewis jersey when the new Nike ones came out. I bought it around Thanksgiving. And then that December, January, he's like, this is my last ride. So I was like, come on. You know, he's a mainstay, of course, as a Raven. It'll never go out of style. But I was like, come on. I just want, like, an active player here for, you know, longer than a couple months. I got a Torrey Smith jersey last summer.
That's right.
I got one season out of it. I got a Stover, and then he left. You know, that is just my – I got a Haloti Ngata mug.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do us all a favor then? Why don't you buy a Roethlisberger jersey? Can he leave the Steelers? I mean, because there's a train here.
Right, yeah.
Why don't you buy a Tom Brady jersey? Can he retire?
Uh-huh.
We need something. We need some mojo.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a crazy NFL offseason. You know, we didn't get what we want on our wish list. We know we were talking Brandon Marshall, like, literally the day before that happened. And then the next day he leaves to go to jail. That was a shocker. So, and then – and with the quarterbacks changing up, I mean, I think we have some few different quarterbacks in some spots. I know Foles and Sam Bradford switch places. I think the Rams are going to be okay. Thinking about the NFL across the board, I mean, there were some just crazy, crazy signings and just players just making money everywhere, mega deals. Sue mega deal going down to the Dolphins. So he's going to be seeing Tom Brady twice a year. Here's one sign.
Hopefully he doesn't injure anybody. I mean,
but think about this: the Houston Texans scare me, and here's why: you got J.J. Watt,
yes,
you got Jadeveon Clowney, and you got Frantz Wilfork. I don't even think we play them this year. I got to look at the schedule. But oh my God, you're not gonna be. That's the defense I want to have.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that. You can see I'm a defensive guy. I'm almost want to watch Texans games just to see that defense.
They're gonna be scary.
I do not want. Yeah, and they got Arian Foster. If he has a great year, I know Andre Johnson left, and he's still out there. And I think he went up to the Colts. So, yeah, he went to the Colts. So the Colts are going to be dangerous too because they got Frank Gore. They let go of Reggie Wayne, but they got Andre Johnson, and they got Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, I think, is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we think about Flacco, but just think of it as a whole. Andrew Luck's the man.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not worried about the Niners, but everybody's like, oh, the Niners are scared. The Niners have Reggie Bush, Vernon Davis, Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith, and Colin Kaepernick. I can see them being a force to reckon with, but we got to go out to the West Coast. We got to play the Niners. We got to play the Seahawks. There could be two losses right there. I hate to say this early in the game here, but – and then we got to put up with Big Ben for another five stinking freaking years, and I'm not happy about that. But, hey, I don't think he'll last that long because he's in the AFC North, and he's been, like, the top three most sacked quarterback ever.
He's been pretty beat up the last couple years.
Yeah, he gets pounded.
I don't know how if he has 5 years left.
I wonder if they play the Lions this year because Haloti probably tried to break his nose again.
So normally we sign off with not a chance. I don't know what I'm going to ask you anymore. I mean,
we're going to probably have to infuse the Suggs here because I think we're feeling some Suggs love for the
Suggs
call.
Suggs love?
Oh, come on,
Suggs
man.
Love?
Stop making fun of me. All right, stop.
All right, Suggs love. Okay.
Stop it. Stop it right now. You're going to edit this out, by the way. We're going to cut this all out. Suggs love. Hey, come on.
Okay. All right. So I think we got everything covered. Anything else you want to talk about? You know, before we get out of here?
Before we get out of here,
I think we should just end the show with you leaving the car. It's like you drop the mic and just get out of the car. Like, that's our new sign-off. Anything else? Nope. See ya.
Hey, we should just drop the mic when we sign off. Well, I know T-Sizzle.
No, these are expensive. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. The equipment's good here. Now we gotta throw it out there to our listeners. I don't know what we want to do. How about tweet us some ideas and hashtag it call sign off for 2015, and let's do it the call sign off 2015. If anybody's got some ideas out there, even Facebook me. Yeah. I would love to hear you guys' suggestions. I'm thinking something along with T Sizzle, something with Sizzle and Pop, something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something we have to, but we got off season to figure out because first game ain't till early September, so we have plenty of time to tweak some sign offs here.
Yeah. So as always, we're not going anywhere. Stay connected to us on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys know when a new show comes out. Check us out, facebook.com/thecallpodcast.
Oh, he's not counting down.
Not yet. I'm not there yet. I gotta give the.
Love the countdown.
And go to brandocash.com. Get information about this show, all the other shows Brando Cash Entertainment does. We do videos and photos as well. You can go to facebook.com/BrandoCash. Anything that comes out, you'll be notified when that happens. Now, again, we do this show for free, but this equipment right here, the video, is not free.
That's right.
So, but we're not asking you guys to pay for it. We're paying for it. We're asking you guys to just spread the word about the call. I can't be the only person who misses football. I can't be the only person. I know Josh and I definitely aren't the only people out there still wanting to talk football. So let people know about us, okay? So spread the word that there's a Ravens podcast that you listen to and that you like and that you can watch now. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit. Anywhere you're social on the web, say the web, the Lardarius web.
Web. Two B's.
Right. Let people know, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call podcast, and you should too. We're available everywhere. iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, TuneIn Radio, and YouTube. So there you go. So that's it for free agency so far. Who knows who's coming to the Ravens next, who's leaving again. Whenever something happens, we'll be right back here to let you guys know, and we'll discuss it. So, Josh, get us ready. Who knows when our next show is going to be. Take us out the way you always do.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, guys, for all for paying and really just paying your respects and giving us some support out there. I really love it. I'm always fired up. I always love meeting people out in the inner streets and like, hey, you're that podcast guy. You guys do that show. That's awesome. I love it, getting the word out there. Eagles fans are listening. It's going to be a great season all around the NFL. Really, really can't wait. It's going to be a turbulent offseason. Just stick with us. I know it's just agonizing, players leaving everywhere. Everybody's signing everywhere, but the Ravens ain't doing it. Come on, guys. We're all right. We're not in the thick of things every December for no reason. We do it well. We build winners here in Baltimore, and that's how we do it. We're a first-class organization. So please stay tuned. We got some work to do. It's always that thing about this. Put on your Ravens hard hats because we're under construction. It might be a mess now. It might be a little dirty. It might be a little grimy. But at the end, it's always going to be okay. It's always going to be okay. We build a playoff contending team every year, and that's what we do. We build things in Baltimore. We're a blue-collar town. We do it. We do it right, Brandon, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. So with that being said, we're going to be covering the draft in about another month. About a month and a half, and we'll get to it. It's the end of April, and then the schedule release gets the schedule should be released next month. So we'll get to that, too, and really break down. We'll have a schedule release. Show and really break down earlier in the year of what we think could happen to the team and how the matchups look this early in the year, especially with the new pieces and the new additions and the latest exits from the team. And with that being said, stay tuned this offseason and let's fly high to build this winter.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.